Heading into 1976, Rush was at the crossroads. The band had released 3 albums, but their finances were out of whack. Their records weren't exactly flying off the shelves, the critics were not kind, and attendance at their shows was on the decline. So when they went into Toronto Sound Studios in February of that year to begin work on their 4th album, 2112, they knew it was do or die. This is singer and bass player Geddy Lee.
2112 opened a lot of doors for us, accidentally, in the sense that even though it was not really considered a very commercial album, in terms of its structure being a sidelong concept, it had something about it that was vital and connected with people. And even though it didn't get a lot of airplay at the time, it created a whole new wave of fans for us. And that just encouraged us, you know, nothing like a little bit of success to fuel the fire. And that kind of led us into a period where we started spending more time playing in England and recording in England. And a lot of that English time and the people we worked with over there had an influence on our sound somewhat. And that led into Farewell to Kings and Close to Heart and that whole, you know, what I consider kind of our English period.
A change in scenery from Canada to England proved to be just what Rush needed, as that 5th album, 1977's A Farewell to Kings, did indeed open many doors. It opened doors to radio airplay. It became their first gold album. It saw them grow musically, and it opened the door to a collection of songs that would become some of their fans' favorites.
Our fans, they do have hits in their minds, even though they haven't been, you know, commercial hits. But they live and breathe our music in a way that makes all those songs just as important as if they had been played on, you know, the radio every 30 minutes. And yes, we can do what we want, but they've also demanded we set the bar pretty high.
Set the bar high is exactly what Rush has done, as they're celebrating the 40th anniversary of A Farewell to Kings by re-releasing it in 4 different configurations, including a super deluxe edition with loads of extras, such as live recordings, unreleased tracks, memorabilia, and much more. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. For the next hour, Geddy Lee, along with Alex Lifeson and Neil Peart, will take us back 40 years as they examine the album that Prog Magazine recently described as the, quote, perfect midpoint between the early years and the more streamlined band they would later become, unquote. Welcome to Rush, A Farewell to Kings All Access. was A Farewell to Kings, the title track to the 1977 album from Rush, which has just been re-released in celebration of its 40th anniversary. While A Farewell to Kings only contained six songs, one of them, Closer to the Heart, was deemed worthy enough of being played on the radio.
We did these songs in the same way we did a lot of songs in the past, and I don't think at the time we had any great expectations of success from Closer to the Heart. You know, it was just another song that had kind of a different melodic beginning, and we were trying to bring more acoustic and electric into the same song, those kind of textures. We were blending those textures, and Neil was experimenting with different kinds of percussion and stuff like that. But we've never been very good at predicting what material of our own is commercial or not commercial.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
Closer to the Heart, the second song from Rush to make a dent on the Billboard chart, and their first to crack the UK charts, landing at number 36. Despite being recorded and charting in England, Closer to the Heart and the other songs on A Farewell to Kings were not indicative of the sound emanating from Great Britain at that time.
The music scene was actually more punk at the time, and quite a whole new wave. It was what was called a new wave of British rock, which was really four-chord music. And by comparison, they made us seem like we were classical musicians, you know, even though we were still pretty raw as musicians. The context kind of helped legitimize us as a musical entity in a way, even though we didn't fit in the current musical program. We stuck out as a result of that, and in a kind of backwards way that helped us.
A modest man from Mandrake traveled rich to the city. He had a need to discover a use for his newly found wealth.
Open heart, undefended, innocence untarnished. take and understand what it means. Cinderella man, hang on to your plans. Try as they might, they cannot steal your dreams.
Rare Rush songs completely written by Geddy Lee. That was Cinderella Man, which was inspired by one of his favorite movies, the 1936 classic Mr. Deeds Goes to Washington, starring Gary Cooper. One of the ways you can enjoy the 40th anniversary edition of A Farewell to Kings is on vinyl, the way it was released in 1977, except this time it's on four discs instead of one. Geddy Lee admits he has enthusiastically joined the audiophiles who are digging listening to music the old school way.
Yeah, I'm going through a bit of a falling back in love with vinyl as well. My wife and I have been talking. I have this massive record collection that's been in boxes for years and years. And now we're finally going to start opening them up and bring them upstairs and get the turntable out and start trying to see if they're still in playable condition. And she just finished, actually, Michael Chabon's fantastic book, Telegraph Avenue, which is set in a vinyl store. And I think it's in Berkeley. And we were talking, I started reading it as well. And we were talking about that whole culture and how great it is for a music lover to talk about a record, but then to be able to name the label it was on and the year it came out. And that was the kind of passion that everybody had in those days. And that was the kind of care everybody took with their vinyl. I really believe that's because vinyl was a fragile medium. You know, if you didn't take care of it, it got scratched. It became useless. You couldn't listen to your music on it. That doesn't happen anymore. Music is indestructible. And so I think we take it for granted sometimes. The medium has controlled almost our view of how precious it is in that sense. You had to clean it. You had to put it carefully back in its jacket. You had to make sure it didn't crack or drop. You had to care for the music in a different way than you do now. I've seen the early ones that have come out, yeah, and it's really cool to have them in your hands. And some of my friends now that are vinyl freaks again are calling me up all the time. Hey, can you get me your catalog in vinyl? And so it's kind of nice. I long live the rebirth of vinyl. I'm all for it.
We'll be right back.
From the newly expanded A Farewell to Kings, That's Rush, recorded live at the Hammersmith Odeon in London on February 20th, 1978, by Tour and the Snow Dog.
We would do anywhere from 220 to 250 shows in a year, and then also make one or two records.
Guitarist Alex Lifeson joins us when this 40th anniversary celebration of the 1977 Rush album, A Farewell to Kings, All Access, continues.